Is now in recession. Official figures from the Office for National Statistics show the economy fell by 0.3% between October and December. Chancellor Jeremy Hunt insists it's the right thing to do to prioritise tackling inflation.
Many people thought it wouldn't hit the Bank of England's 2% target for a year. It now looks like it might do that in the next few months. And when that happens, you can start to bring down interest rates.
The UK's had its worst year on record for incidents of anti-Semitism. The Community Security Trust says more than 4,000 cases were reported last year. Every police force in England and Wales is being given a share of £66 million to tackle antisocial behaviour. It means they'll be able to provide patrols for up to 20,000 hours a year. A space lander the size of a telephone box is finally on its way to the moon. It's heading to the lunar South Pole, where scientists hope to find billions of gallons of water. If successful, it would be the first American lunar touchdown since the last Apollo mission. Our science correspondent Thomas Moore says there is some way to go.
There are brake wires between the spacecraft and the rocket. As soon as the cone opens up like a clam and gently nudges the spacecraft out into the blackness of space, those brake wires will wake the spacecraft up.
More than 15,000 workers at Costa Coffee are getting a pay rise. The chain says its starting rate will increase from £10.70 an hour to £12. And last year's Manchester United squad was the most expensive ever assembled in football history. Reports revealed United players at the end of their 2023 financial year cost £1.21 billion in combined transfer fees. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today, this Thursday. 16 degrees, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze for today. And looking a little bit overcast in Brentwood, but you should get that sunshine peeking through the clouds.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. I am back. Thank you very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. And also thank you to Keith for standing in, looking after Eat My Brunch for the last 12 days. Where have you been, Rochelle? I hear nobody asking me. Well, I went down with what I think was COVID. I'm still not quite right. I don't think I'll ever will be. But I'm back today. Yeah, it completely and utterly knocked me out. I had the day off on the Friday, as you might remember. Not last Friday, the Friday before. I had a lovely day in Brighton. And then on the Saturday, I thought, my throat feels a little bit gruff, a bit odd. And then after that, it was just downhill all the way. So I've had, I don't know, I've had like fever. And kind of repetitive thought thing, really strange brain thing. I think, you know, sometimes you go a little bit delirious when you've got a bug. That's what it was like. And also, believe it or not, I didn't eat very much for about eight to 10 days. So yeah, it's really given me a good old kick in. I'm feeling much, much better. I'm still not 100%, but I thought I better come in because I miss you. And yeah, before that, I don't think I could have dragged myself out of bed. I've just been, I went out yesterday to grab myself a bacon sarnie, as I've not really been feeling up to eating much. And I really enjoyed that. And that was the first time out in sort of 12 days. You know, you sort of come out and you're like, and the sunshine, oh, not in my eyes. Yeah, so I am, fingers crossed, on my way back to recovery. But I think as you get older as well, and I don't want to be miserable, blimey, I just got here. But the thing is, when you get older, it takes you longer to recover. So it has made me look at my health and my, you know, the way that I'm living at the moment, I think, just to be a little bit healthier. And I've been, I bought a big bag of spinach. I say that I had a few deliveries. The deliveries drivers would turn up at the door and I'd opened it in my coat. because I didn't want to get changed. So I'd stand there in my coat with my slippers on, like some maniac, and I'd be like, thank you. And I give them my special number, like 75, whatever I have to say at the door, and they'd just be staring at me because I look so awful. But I bought some big bags of spinach, and I just chucked it in soups, anything that I could possibly get in me, just to feel, you know, like I was doing something a bit healthy. But yeah, my food has been just no. I mean, I've come in today, and it was Valentine's Day yesterday. Now, again, I couldn't get out of the house yesterday because of the sheer amount of cards and flowers. But I came in today, and I want to say a big thank you to Bob Simpson from yesterday, because he brought me in some a big box of strawberries for Valentine's Day. So thank you, Bob. And I love strawberries, so I will be munching those during the show. If you hear a little noise of me going... That'd be me stuffing my face with strawberries. I have to have a bit of sugar on them, though. That's the thing. Now, we've got guests today in the studio. It's Book Club, and Sylvia Kent will be in the studio, so it'd be lovely to see her. And also, we've got guest writer D.S. Johnson Mills talking about her debut novel, which is called Choosing Me, and it's a romance. Looking forward to that. I actually watched yesterday afternoon. What did I watch? What, Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas? I watched one of the old sort of 1980s kind of Romance in the Stone. It was really good. I enjoyed it. And then the next one after that, I think, was The Jewel on the Nile. So I think I'm going to watch that probably this evening. I like sometimes watching these old films. They're good, aren't they? They make you go, ooh. Well, I say that. Do you know what I mean? Now, Emily Gray has got a brand new track. We're going to be playing that. It's called Parasite. Also, The Automatics with a track called Wait, Don't Go Yet. And Beat Bakery featuring Holly Berry with So Hot, which is doing brilliantly and being played all over the BBC at the moment. So I've got my coffee. I have to say a few words about Steve Wright. I was really... I mean, if you listen to radio... And not even if you're a certain age, I just think a lot of people grew up with Steve Wright. And it was Steve Wright in the afternoon and Mr. Angry. And I can remember that. I just remember, I think I was working in London at the time. I'm sure I was working in London and I was on reception, so I could have the radio on. And he became like the background of your life and music and things, and you would wait for that next funny bit, and that's the kind of radio presenting that kind of sometimes would go in and out of fashion. I think a good radio presenter, no matter what their age, is a good radio presenter, and I don't think that the BBC treated him and some of the other people that have gone from the BBC didn't treat them very nicely, and they've lost a lot of listeners, because you do get with these you know, these amazing radio presenters, you become part of their family and you feel as if they know you, and that's the trick of a good radio presenter. And people like Steve Wright just had that, and very, very funny, and apparently a very, very nice man as well, which is always nice to hear. Yeah, everybody, such wonderful comments. And yeah, the show on Sunday was obviously his last show, pre-recorded show that he did, and a lot of people have said, well, we didn't appreciate him as much when we, you know, when he was alive, but people did, because he's got that audience. They're going to miss him terribly. I mean, there's lots of shows that people can listen back to and still laugh, and I remember Mr. Angry. Was it Mr. Angry from Purley? And you would wait for this character to ring, and the different people that used to ring on the show. And it was just really entertaining, you know, and the music. And it was fun. It was fun, great radio, and really difficult radio to do as well. And to make it sound so natural and like he was always just talking to you. So it's a great loss to radio. And I hope that we don't lose, you know, more people that are the older generation of radio. It's always good to have like new voices and everything else, but you know, these people have amazingly massive audiences, and they have them for a reason, because people absolutely love them. That's the point. It's always good to, yeah, you've got to give people a chance, younger people and whatever, and I'm all for that. But I don't like some of these shake-ups they do, and they get rid of people, and, you know, then the listener figures go down. We don't have to worry about that here, actually, so I'm not worried. I've got you and me. I think my friend Belinda might be listening at the moment. There's three of us. And happy birthday, by the way, to Glad. That's her mother-in-law, who is 100. Can you believe it? 100! I think she's going to go on for... She looks like she's going to go on forever, I tell you. She is a feisty woman, that Glad. Feisty woman. Belinda says she walked into the care home the other day and opened the door, and Glad obviously thought it was one of the carers, so she had a face on as soon as the door opened, and then saw it was Belinda, and then she did a lovely little smile. But, you know, if you can't be grumpy at 100, I mean, you know. You've got every right to be grumpy when you're 100 years old and pull a face when somebody walks in. What do you want? Like my mum used to say, I've got no time to be, you know, I have to be honest. And I used to say to her, I don't want you to be honest, I want you to tell me I look nice. She went, well, you know, I don't want to lie. Mum! Here's Milo. Is it Milo? Yeah, I think so. Miami Sound Machine with Dr. Pressure. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. That is the brand new one from Beat Bakery featuring Holly Berry there with So Hot. It's getting loads of play at the moment. Just coming out to 10:16. If you want to get in contact with the show, want to send me a voice note, you can do. Just go on to allthews.facebook.com/eatmybrunch or MS Michelle Ward. You can find me on Instagram at Eat My Brunch, and you can find me on TikTok at Michelle Ward. So just look Michelle Ward Music or Eat My Brunch, and you can send me some messages if you would like to. Voice notes are lovely because you can go, hello Michelle, how are you today? Or hello, it's somebody's birthday, or hello, I'm having a bad day, or something like that. Or just send me a little note.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
I love local radio.
Late at night, you and I, post fight, it's my life. Last row, there's a drawer, I'm all for. I watch you walk away. It's just another day. Don't need you to stay. No, I am not afraid. No.
Turn on, kids. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward and Eat My Brunch.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look on to the roads this morning and have a look and see what's happening, shall we? Now, first off, Brook Street roundabout, a little bit busy. I came in that way myself just before 10 o'clock. It's got here long delays and lane closed due to the entryship road. It's partially blocked due to a stalled truck on the M25 clockwise at junction 28 of the Brook Street roundabout. Congestion a couple of miles from junction 27 of the M11 in lane 1 of 3. So it is pretty busy around there. If you can avoid it, you'll do yourself a favour. A1023 itself, one John there is fine heading up towards the High Street, no issues. A12 heading up towards Chelmsford, no issues again. Speed restrictions on that 40 mile an hour section between junction 13 and 16, which is ongoing, and there might be some nighttime closures as well. You get more traffic and travel coming up in the next hour.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries, pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, let's have a look at some events that are coming up now. Brentwood Food Bank, in fact, which is more of an ongoing call out, actually, urgently required. You can have a look, all the wsphoenixfm.com. But your kindness and generosity is allowing Brentwood Food Bank to help over 200 local families every week who would otherwise go hungry. And at the moment, sort of things that they're looking for are tin goods like hot dogs, tuna mince, chicken in sauce, potatoes, all day breakfast, spaghetti meatballs, other items like jams, biscuits, and spreads. And then your toiletries, soaps, shampoos, deodorants, deodorant, shower gel, things like tea and coffee, bags of rice, things like that. So if you would like to donate, you can find out more if you go to allwsphoenixfm.com and look up about Brentwood Food Bank, or you can go to info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, and it's all the W's, brentwood.foodbank.org.uk.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know about your kind. And so and so and so and so and so and so and so, I'll have to play.
Still a great track. Sophie Ellis-Bextor there with Murder on the Dance Floor. I've still not seen Saltburn. I would like to see it, but I think I need to be in the right mood. I think there's a few scenes in there that people are like, whoa, you might not want to watch that. Now, I've seen some stories in the papers. On one of them, I'm like, why? Why would you be doing this again? Fantastic Four. Now, I like the film that the Fantastic Four that was out there, Jessica Alba, Chris Evans in it. I really like that one. And then it got really slagged off, but I really liked it. And I think there was a sequel to that too. But they're going to be doing a new Fantastic Four. That franchise, for some reason, doesn't seem to be doing very well in the Marvel Universe. Now, I did watch another thing called The Marvels when I was off, and I thought it was absolutely awful. I don't know what's going on with Disney at the moment, but it was just awful. I mean, Captain Marvel, it's kind of... something not quite right about that franchise. Don't know what it is. And I thought The Marvels, it was what it was, but it was just... you didn't care about the characters at all. Very confusing. I didn't like it very much. And I really like the Marvel Universe and, like, you know, the original kind of... when it all sort of came out, yeah, Thor and... I can't remember anything else. It's just... I'm just thinking of Thor. It's... But Iron Man, exactly. So I liked all those. And then it got a bit complicated because there's too many in the Hulk and all on the Spider-Man. It was like, oh, too many. The Spider-Man films are good. The last one, yeah, but I still like Tom Holland. I think he's brilliant. But yeah, I don't know. The Marvel's not very good. So I don't know the Fantastic Four. Now, it's going to have Pedro Pascal, who I do like, Mandalorian, as Mr. Fantastic. Vanessa Kirby, I don't know her. As Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and Ebon Moss Bacharach as the Thing. So I probably do know these people if I saw them. You know what it's like sometimes when you the names you get older, the names don't register. It's like oh that person, yeah, I know. Oh yeah, yeah. I don't even remember my own family, let alone people who star in films. But I'm kind of looking forward to it. If they start it from the beginning, so they go, because that's the whole thing, is how they develop their superpowers and all that, then, and that's what I really liked in the original of the Fantastic Four. But they have basically flogged it to death. And I think a few years ago they did another version of the Fantastic Four, and that completely flopped. So I don't know what's happening at the moment. There seems to be a thing with like the Disney, there's one of the cast members from The Mandalorian. Which is, I can't remember the girl's name actually, but I really liked her. And I liked The Mandalorian, I thought it was fantastic. But Elon Musk is apparently helping her to sue Disney for sacking her. So that looks like it's going to be interesting, Elon getting involved there. And then we'll find we'll find out. If you didn't see the little message he had from Bob, for Bob, not our Bob here, Bob from Disney, that was, yeah, that was... very rude word that you said, but never mind Elon. It'd be quite fantastic to interview him, actually. That'd be lovely. Who would be on my hit list? I think Elon would be somebody interesting to interview. Definitely. I can't think of anybody else. Oh, yeah. What, superstar-wise? Probably, I reckon Tom Cruise, because I would be absolutely frightened. Tom Cruise, Harrison Ford, and Jennifer Aniston. Love them. Absolutely love. And I love Jennifer Aniston. Grown up with her, she's just, yeah, I like her. Anybody else? Anybody from the UK, maybe, Michelle? Well, I don't know, probably. There's probably loads of people, like Rylan. I'd like to interview Rylan. You reckon he'd be good fun? I might have to have one of these strawberries in a minute from Bob. These strawberries, by the way, Bob, they're Valentine's Day strawberries from Bob Simpson. And he's so kind. And they are... my word, I've just opened the... it's like that... honestly, the strawberry is as big as the palm of... I've got quite tiny hands, but the strawberries are as big as the palm of my hand. It's amazing. Thanks, Bob. Yeah, Valentine's Day, eh? Did you get anything nice? Anybody kind enough to think about you? Always makes a difference, doesn't it, if you get something from the one you love.
You're mine.
I just had a giant strawberry. Oh, I say. I did cover it with a bit of sugar, but oh, Bob. Bob Simpson. That was amazing. It's a huge, giant strawberry. I love them. Oh, really good for you as well. Thanks, Bob. Brand new one from Justin Timberlake coming up. This is called Selfish.
So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Must be an angel. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. 'Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane, you. Must be an angel. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane, you. Can I be explained? Ooh, you must be an angel. Owner of my heart, tattooed your mark there for the whole world to see. You're the owner of my heart and all my scars. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Must be an angel. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane, you. Can I be explained? Ooh, you must be an angel. Jealous, but I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
With Just Hold On. Just coming up to 10:48 on Phoenix FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward back on Eat My Brunch. Thanks very much to Keith as well. He looked after the show for me during the last 12 days. So thank you very much. That's very, very kind. Now, coming up soon, I'm going to be joined in the studio by Sylvia Kent. It is going to be the book club. So she'll be chatting about the SWJJ. That's the Society of Women Writers and Journalists. Also Billericay Readers and Brentwood Writers Circle. She is the president of Brentwood Writers Circle as well. And be finding out what's happening. Plus, fingers crossed, she'll have a 60-second history, which is a great feature, which she gives us a rundown of history in 60 seconds. There we go. Just cough away from the microphone. Thank you, Michelle. And our guest today is novelist Denise S. Johnson Mills. She's going to be talking about her debut novel called Choosing Me, which is out now. So we're going to be chatting to her about writing and how basically people get started as well. You might be out there thinking, oh, I'd like to write a novel. It's something, you know, it's about having dedication and sitting down and actually starting. And sometimes that's the hardest thing. And then the story can flow. But even then, you see, once you've got the story, what do you do with it? Where do you go? How do you get publishing? All those sorts of things. Always good to get in contact with Sylvia Kent as well, outside of Phoenix FM. You can find her on Blogspot at Sylvia Kent, because she's a minefield as well for helping people get published and writing short stories and loads of things like that. So if it's something that's interesting for you, it's I've started writing, actually. I have started writing. Excuse me. I started writing something. Whether or not it's going to turn into a book. I started off really almost going, yeah, this is really good. And then you suddenly go, oh. And you get about two or three pages in, and then you think, oh, this is what pacing is called. So it could maybe just be a short story, I don't know. But I'm enjoying it. I'm reading back. I was like, actually, it's not bad. You've got to write as you are. I think that's the main thing, you know. You just got to write as... I'm writing as it's like me speaking. So, you know, in my head I'm going, this could be a fantastic book. But the likelihood of your first work ever being that fantastic are zero. But never mind. In my head, I'm going, yeah, I've written a blockbuster. Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it, if it got turned into a film? Who would I have in my... I don't even know, because I've not even sorted out the lead characters. But I'm going to ask my guest about who she would have in her book as the lead characters.
Me and Liza, Liza and I, famous till the day that we die. Mama made it so hard to try. Me and Liza, Liza and I, daddy writing unanswered love.
Burning down the house of your name.
still love that song. Rufus Wainwright with me and Liza, and that's actually written about Liza Minnelli. Oh, you're on in five, Miss Minnelli. that's what my friends always say about my outfits. Actually, you're on in five, Miss Minnelli. I can't help it if I like wearing things a little bit. Somebody said to me the other day about my trousers. They went, oh, your trousers are really loud. I went, I only wear jeans. You know, what are you on about? I only wear jeans. I do like slightly loud clothes. I mean, today I'm wearing black, though. I'm all in black. Got black leggings, black trainers, and my black jumper. I look like I'm going to a funeral. But, yeah, most of the time, I do like a little bit of colour. I used to shy away from colour because I thought it made me look bigger. And then I realised I was big. And then once you realise you are big, and whether or not you wear pink or you wear white or you wear blue or black, you know, the slimming effect of black when you're big is only going to be slight. So you might as well enjoy a bit of colour. Also, as you get older, my mum used to say, it draws the colour out of your black as well. So I look better in things like, you know, a little bit of silvery colours and things like that. Reds I don't really suit, but I love a red lipstick. I always wear red lipstick. I've got it on today. Probably doesn't suit me that much, but I don't know what it is. It's a pop of colour. You have to excuse me. I haven't spoken to anybody, really, for the last 12 days. And I've come in with all guns blazing, going, bleh, and my I'm getting very very choky. Is it choky? Sounds like, yeah, you know what I mean. Anyway, I blame the strawberry that I just shoved down my gob. Right, now, coming up next, I was hopefully going to be speaking to Carlos, but because of what's happened with not being in, I'm trying to sort out an interview with Carlos Brill and Emily Rose. This is a song which I think is absolutely beautiful. It's called Distance. I'll be back with more after this.
Bring it back tonight, cause I caught you, my. I know every time something happens in the sky. Bring it back tonight, cause I caught you, my. I know every lie. I've been on this path to you. Don't know how we fall in the past, but I've been on my own for so long. This time I want it's on the table. Yeah, you won't get me in a state of mind. I've had a little change in my ways, but every time I'm close, I just can't stay away. Dance to the crowd.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.